Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLain. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLain. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hinton is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Williams reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Herzog moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton throws the ball into Mahoney, who relays the ball to O'Connell, who tags Triandos trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Herzog scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Keough picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keough. Adair moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McLean reaches second base with a double. Mahoney goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King strikes out. Triandos drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws King out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive towards third. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Harry Bright pinch hits for Joe McLean. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Veal reaches second base with a double. Daly moves to third. R.C. Stevens pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.